So as you can see, we'll be talking about God's name, Yahweh.
今天我们要讲的就是神的名字亚伟。
And that's based on Exodus chapter 3, verse 15.
我们今天的经文就是出埃及记第三章十五节。
So the concept of name is very important in the Bible.
在圣经里面，一个名字是很重要的。
Even when I was a teenager, I found out the importance of a name.
当我还在少年的时候，我就了解到一个名字的重要性。
Okay, so we go to the next slide. Here is a picture of a person who looked like Mr. Jagger.
这张照片呢，他有点像那个 Jagger 先生。
Now, Mr. Jagger was a very good math teacher.
Jagger 先生是一个很好的数学老师。
And he taught me mathematics when I was in grade 9 at the High School of Montreal.
当我在蒙特利尔中学念书，高中一的那一年，他就教我那个数学。
So I gave away my age more or less because I put the dates there. The years 1971 to 1972.
就是在1971年到1972年哈，所以大家都可以猜得到我的年龄了。
And most of you were not born yet.
我看你们当中大部分的人都还没出生哈。
I was a real stupid kid at that time.
那时候我是一个很顽皮的孩子。
I used to shoplift with my friends.
那时候我还去偷东西。
And then my friend and I would go to the Bay Department Store, which Pastor Joe would remember and Stahl would know. There's a Bay Department Store. We would go in and steal things.
那时候我跟我的朋友常常去那个很大的一个百货公司，就是 Bay 啊。我看牧师和师母都知道了，就是去哪里那个很著名的百货公司去哪里偷东西。
And we stole a set of walkie-talkies.
那么我和我的朋友就偷了一个对讲机。
Is the term walkie-talkie still used anymore? I mean, that's so passé, right?
Yeah. 大家还知道对讲机是什么东西吗？你们还有没有用那个对讲机？
So after stealing it, we went to try it out, and then we opened the box, and then we were disappointed.
那时候我们偷了以后，我们就出去外面就打开那个对讲机了嘛。但是我们很失望。
Why? Because on the box it says batteries not included.
因为那里写着那个电池，那是不包括电池的。
And then I went to another store and stole some batteries, and then came back, and then it didn't work very well anyway. So, but anyways, I was that kind of kid.
那么我们就要去另外一家商店来偷电池了哈。但是偷到电池以后就放进去，但是结果呢，效果还是不大好的。就是你们可以看到我是一个怎么样的孩子。
But I like Mr. Jagger's math class because he made math interesting.
但是我很喜欢Jagger 先生的数学课，因为他使得那个数学课很有趣。
But one time before class started, I was sitting on my chair at my desk.
但是有一天呢，就是上课前，我就坐在我的桌子前。
And I shouted across the classroom, "Teacher, teacher, teacher!"
那么我就高声向Jagger先生大喊了，我说：“老师，老师，老师！”
And then he rebuked me very severely. Do you know what he said? I have a name.
但是呢，Jagger先生呢，他却很生气，他转过头来责备我。他说：“我是有名字的。”
So I guess it's the way I said teacher, 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 and the fact that I did not address him by his name.
可能就是因为我是对他大喊着说啊，老师，老师，老师这样，但是我没有用他的名字来称呼他。
And looking back, what I did to Mr. Jagger is in some ways similar to what we do to God.
现在回想起来了，我这样来称呼我的数学老师了，就有如很多的基督徒，他们也是用同等的态度来对待我们的神。
Because God has a name, and many Christians do not know the name.
因为我们的神是有一个名字的，但是呢，okay. 很多基督徒都不知道他的名字。
Okay, so next slide, please. So here's God's name in the Hebrew language.
这就是神的名字，在希伯来原文里，神的名字就是这样。
So we can pronounce it Yahweh or Yahweh.
它的发音就是 Yahweh.
And so there are four consonants in the word, no vowels shown.
这里有四个不音，但是呢，没有元音。
So there are four consonants, so we would call it the tetragrammaton. Tetragrammaton means four letters.
因为这里有四个字母，所以叫做四个字母。
And the four letters correspond to what we see there, the YHWH, the English letters, the YHWH. So then Hebrew, Yod, He, Vav, He.
这四个字母呢，就是相等于英文的这个 YHWH. 希伯来原文里面就是 Yod, He, Vav, He.
But, you know, many Bibles replace God's name Yahweh or Yahweh with the word Lord.
但是在很多圣经里面哈，他们就用主这一个名词来代替了亚伟这个名字。
And then we can go on to the next slide. So we see here many Bibles use the word Lord in place of Yahweh.
很多圣经，特别是英文的圣经，它都就是用 Lord 这个字主来代替了亚伟的名字。
So in the same way,Just like I did not address my teacher by his name, Mr. Jaga, so in a similar way, many Christians do not even know the name Yahweh.
正如我并没有用他的名字来称呼我的老师，同样的，很多基督徒都没有用神的名字来称呼他。
So in a very real sense, it's the fault of the Bible translations that they do not preserve the name Yahweh.
事实上也是那些圣经的翻译学者他们没有把亚伟这个名字翻译出来
It's okay to call God Lord but not at the expense of eliminating the name Yahweh
我们称呼神为主是可以的但是呢不应该用主这个字来取代了他的名字使得他的名字都不见了
So Yahweh is the personal and proper name of God
Yahweh 就是神的专有的独特的名字
Okay, next slide please So here are some Bible authorities which talk about Yahweh being the personal name of God Okay, I just quote three of them
这里有一些呢很有权威性的圣经的书籍他们谈到关于 Yahweh 这个名字的重要性
The first one says that Yahweh is the proper name of the one true God
首先就是这一本字典他就说亚伟就是真神的专有的名字
And the second one says the Yahweh is the only truly personal name of God in Israel's faith
第二本书呢就说以色列信仰的神的真正的专有的名字就是亚伟
And then the third one says the knowledge of the personal name of God Yahweh was arguablythe greatest gift of God entrusted to Israel.
第三本书就说认识神独特的名字亚伟可能就是神赋予以色列最重要的礼物。
Now that statement is very profound because this person says that knowing the name Yahweh is the greatest gift to Israel.
这一句话很重要因为这位学者说他说认识神的名字就是神赐予以色列的最重要的礼物。
And you know, because we know the name Yahweh, we could take it for granted.
因为啊，我们现在我们都知道神的名字是亚伟了，所以我们就以为啊，这是理所当然的事情了，没什么大不了。
But it's a great gift. So a lot of people want to know God's name, but they don't know it. But we know it. It's in the Bible, and it's the greatest gift that we can have.
我们知道神的名字是亚伟但是很多人呢都不知道神的名字是亚伟、啊、这是、啊、在圣经里面说明呢而这是神赐予以色列他的子民的最重要的礼物
So, because through the name you can come to know God himself
因为借着他的名字我们可以、啊、深入地认识神
So if you know the name, that's the first step to a deeper experience of God.
如果你能够认识他的名字，那就是你认识神的第一步。
Now the name Yahweh is everywhere in the Hebrew Bible.
在希伯来圣经里面，亚伟这个名字就是到处都有的。
Okay, next slide please.So now we have here a list of references which use the name Yahweh. And then we see that the word Yahweh occurs in many standard English language references.
这里啊，这一系列的书呢，就是一些很著名的、很那些啊英语标准的圣经里面啊，他们也使用到这亚伟这个名字。
Okay, so the name Yahweh occurs 6,828 times in the Hebrew Bible.
在希伯来圣经里面，亚伟这个名字一共出现了6,828次。
So anyone wants to guess on average how many occurrences of Yahweh per page of the Old Testament?
那么大家可以猜一猜，就是在旧约圣经里面呢，在每一页的里面呢，亚伟这个名字出现多少次呢？
So how big is the Old Testament? How many pages?
大家想一想，那个旧约呀，究竟有多厚，有多少页
？So anyone has an answer?
啊，你们有没有啊回答？有没有答案呢
？About 1,000, right? 1,000 or some of the large print Bibles?
大概是1,000页了，或者如果你的圣经是大字版的话，那么就可能更厚一点。
That means on average.Every page of the Hebrew Bible would have about 6 or 7 occurrences of the name Yahweh.
那就是说，平，在旧约里面呢，每一页啊，平均那个亚伟这个名字呢，会出现大概这6次或者7次。
So you see that even in Bible encyclopedias and dictionaries, they routinely use the name Yahweh. They refer to Yahweh by the exact term Yahweh many times.
你们可以看到很多那些圣经的字典或者圣经的百科全书，他们都一再提到亚伟这个名字。
It's a standard name that you find in Bible encyclopedias, but for some strange reason, that knowledge of the name Yahweh doesn't trickle down to ordinary Christians.
很多那些圣经的词典或者百科全书里面的都一再使用这个亚伟这个名字，但是呢，很奇怪的就是。关于亚伟这个名字啊，并没有渗入到普通一般基督徒的心灵里面。
Let's see the next slide, please. Even in the word Hallelujah, praise the Lord, we often call it praise the Lord. It just means praise Yahweh.
就是我们常常说的那个 Hallelujah 哈 ，Hallelujah 的意义其实就是赞美亚伟。
Okay, so every time say Hallelujah, we praise.Specifically, Yahweh God.
就是每一次当我们说哈利路亚的时候，我们就是说赞美亚伟了。
You can go to the next slide. Okay, so we see that in this short passage, in 4 verses, the name Yahweh occurs many times. So let's read it together in English and then in Chinese. In English, okay, together, Hallelujah.Praise the name of Yahweh, you who serve Yahweh, praise Him, serving the house of Yahweh, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise Yahweh, for Yahweh is good, make music for His name, it brings joy, for Yahweh has chosen Jacob Himself, Israel as His own possession, in Psalm 135:1-4. So we can read in Chinese, yeah.
现在让我们一起念出来，就是诗篇135篇第1到第4节，我们可以，大家可以一起念你们可以用普通话或者广东话来念都可以哈。你们要赞美亚伟，你们要赞美亚伟的名，亚伟的仆人站在亚伟殿中，站在我们神殿院中的，你们要赞美他。你们要赞美亚伟，亚伟本为善，要歌颂他的名，因为这是美好的。亚伟拣选雅各归自己，拣选以色列特作自己的子民。诗篇135篇第1到第4节。
Wow, so the name Yahweh is so prominent in the songs of praise in the Book of Songs.
你们可以看到，在诗篇里面，亚伟这个名字是有多么重要。
So after coming to know the name Yahweh, my life has become more Yahweh-centric.
自从我认识了亚伟这个名字以后，我就发现我的生命就更能够过一个以亚伟为中心的生活了。
You know, before I came to know that Yahweh is the only true God, I wasn't sure whom to pray to.
以前当我还没有认识亚伟这个独一的真神的时候，我不太清楚，不知道究竟我应该向谁祷告。
Sometimes I would wonder, should I pray to the Father, or should I pray to the Son Jesus Christ, or should I pray to the Holy Spirit?
因为那时候我想，我究竟要向父神祷告呢，或者向主耶稣祷告呢，或者向圣灵祷告呢？
But now I pray to Yahweh, our loving Father.
但是现在我知道我应该向亚伟，我们的慈爱的父神祷告。
And Jesus taught us to say, "Our Father in heaven."
而我们的主耶稣也教导我们啊，要这样祷告，我们在天上的父。
And my heart responds to the name Yahweh whenever I hear it.
就是当每一次我听到亚伟这个名字的时候，我的心就做出反应出来了。
So even when I'm walking, sometimes I would like to call on the name of Yahweh. I will just speak out the word Yahweh.
有时候就是当我走路的时候，我都一边走一边就在念出亚伟这个名字来。
Whenever I face difficulties or whenever I face temptations, I would say Yahweh.
每一次当我面对困难或者面对试探的时候，我就喊出Yahweh这个名字。
So that's a very beautiful name, and I hope that every one of you will come to know the name in a true and living way.
这是一个很美好的名字。我希望每一个人都能够真正认识、了解到这个名字。
Next slide. We'll just proceed on to the verse today. Exodus chapter 3, verse 15.
现在我们就看了今天的经文，出埃及记第三章十五节。
The background to this statement by Yahweh to Moses is the following.
神对摩西说这一段话的背景究竟是什么呢？
So Moses was shepherding some sheep. They reached Horeb at the mountain of God.
那时候摩西正在牧养一群羊，就走到那个何烈山的山脚了。
Even today, when you go to the Middle East, you can still see shepherds shepherding sheep and goats.
今天如果你去以色列，你还是可以看到那些牧人他们在牧养那些羊。
I seem to see more goats than sheep. I don't know about Pastor Joe.
大部分的时间我看到的都是山羊不是绵羊。我不知道牧师看到究竟是哪一种多。
And then the angel of the Lord, literally in Hebrew, the angel of Yahweh, appeared to Moses.
神的使者就是在原文里面就是亚伟的使者，就向摩西显现了。
And of course, we know that Yahweh appeared to him in the form of a fire within a bush.
就是在一个焚烧的树丛中，亚伟就向摩西显现了。
So Moses was amazed that the bush was not consumed or burned up by the fire.
那么摩西就觉得很惊讶，因为他看到那个火焰在那个树丛中，但是呢，那这些树呢就没有被烧毁。
So Moses came closer.To take a closer look.
所以摩西就走近一点来看个清楚究竟是什么一回事。
And then God said to him, Moses, Moses, and Moses said, Here I am.
那么神就向摩西说，摩西，摩西。那么摩西就说，神啊，我在这里。
And then God told Moses not to come any closer, but you take off your sandals, for the place that you're standing on is holy ground.
那么神就对摩西说，你不要走得太近，你要把你的鞋子脱下来，因为你正站在一个圣地上。
And God revealed himself to Moses as the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
那么神呢，就向摩西显示出来说，他是亚伯拉罕的神，是以撒的神，是雅各的神。
And then God had seen the cries of his people in Egypt.
因为神已经听到他的子民在埃及被虐待，他们的哭喊声。
And then God will rescue them from slavery in Egypt and take them to a land flowing with milk and honey.
那么神就会把他们拯救出来，把他们从那个为奴之地拯救出来，把他们带到那个牛奶与蜜的地方。
This is a very amazing experience, and as we shall see, God sometimes does something similar even today.
实在是一个很奇妙、很奇妙的事情。但是呢，我们会看到，即使在今天呢，有时候神也会做同样的事情。
So now we come to a very important statement in this verse, Exodus chapter 3, verse 15.
这里呢就来到出埃及记第三章十五节，就是神所说的一段话，是非常重要的。
God also said to Moses, Say this to the Israelites, Yahweh, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever. This is how I am to be remembered in every generation.
这里神就对摩西说，你要对以色列人这样说。亚伟，你们祖宗的神，就是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神，打发我到你们这里来。亚伟是我的名，直到永远，这也是我的纪念，直到万代。
And in this verse, we see the name Yahweh.
在这一段经文里面，我们可以看到亚伟这个名字了。
I quoted exactly from the HCSB version.The English version.
这里就是英语呢，是就是从 HCSB 这个英语版本里面拿出来的，而中文就是和合本。
So it's one of the few Bibles in English that preserves the name Yahweh, though not consistently, only a few hundred times.
因为大部分的英语圣经版本呢都没有亚伟这个名字，但 HCSB 就是很罕有的几个版本，它就保存了亚伟这个名字。
So, notice the statement there, this is my name forever.
请大家注意，这里神说，亚伟是我的名，直到永远。
So the name Yahweh will never become obsolete.
所以亚伟这个名字是永远不会过去，不会被淹没的。
So everything in this world will become obsolete or will disappear.
世界上的所有的一切事情都慢慢的都会过去，都会淹没。
My iPad became obsolete after 1 year. Well, superseded.
我这个 iPad 经过一年以后呢，就变成很落后了。
And eventually, everything will disappear.
逐渐的，这个世界所有的一切都会消失的。
So, but the name Yahweh is to be God's name forever. It will never become obsolete or replaced.
但是神的名字亚伟呢，就会存到万代，是永远不会淹没，不会被遗忘的。
And it is to be remembered throughout all generations, remembered in every generation.
神也特别就是嘱咐他们说，你们要永远纪念着、记着这个名字。
We have here at least maybe 3 generations, possibly 4, 3 generations of people here.
在这个聚会里面，我们大概有3代或者4代的人在一起了。
And so the name Yahweh is relevant and is to be known to every generation.
而亚伟这个名字是每一代的人呢都要紧紧的记着的。
You know, the name Yahweh occurs 6,828 times in the Hebrew Bible.
Yahweh 这个名字在旧约希伯来圣经里面出现了6,828次。
And the word Elohim, which means God, occurs about 2,600 times.
而 Elohim, 神这个名词呢，只出现了大概2,000多次。
So one of the great ironies of the Hebrew Bible is that the main term for God is not God, but Yahweh. Interesting, right?
就是一个很有趣的、一个很大的矛盾可以说，就是在圣经里面对神的最重要的称呼呢，不是神这个名词，对神的最重要的称呼呢是 Yahweh.
When it comes to the term God, Elohim, about 10% of the occurrences refer to false gods.
因为在圣经里面呢。用到 Elohim 神这个名词的时候呢，有1/10的次数呢是用来指那些假神。
But the name Yahweh always refers to the same God and not to false gods.
但 但是呢亚伟这个名字呢就永远都是用来指、啊、那个独一的真神，永远不是用来指那些假神。
I'm not going to talk too much about technical things today.
今天我不会讲说很多那些、技术性的事。
Very soon we'll be releasing a couple of books on monotheism, the short books.
我将要、就是出版一些书籍，就是比较、短一点的书籍，关于一神论的书籍。
So here's a book which is actually a very thin book, about 130 pages.
这一本书就是很薄的，大概只有130多页。
And so this is based on a presentation I gave at the conference last year in Atlanta, Bible College.
这里面呢，就是我去年我在美国亚兰特圣经学院的讲演的讲稿。
So this will go into a bit more details about the name Yahweh.
在这本书里面，我会很比较详细的讲解关于亚伟这个名字。
And it's written in very simple language.
这本书是用很简单的、易懂 的文字来写的。
But I'm also about to complete the first volume of maybe 4 or 5 volumes.
另外呢，我又快要写完一本书，就是一系列的四册或者五册的、其中的第一册。
So they will explain the basics or the essence of Pastor Eric's books, The Only True God and The Only Perfect Man.
而这些、小册子呢，就会、解释张西和牧师的两本书，独一的真神和独一的完全人，就是解释那两本书里面的一些经义。
So to me, the book The Only True God is really like a gold standard for talking about monotheism.
我认为呢，独一真神这一本书呢，就是、讲解一神论的一个标准。
And the other book, The Only Perfect Man, is basically based on that book.
而另外、独一的完全人呢，也是建立在独一真神的基础上。
But you know, going back to this matter about Yahweh,revealing himself to Moses, I'll tell a story.
说完了关于神向摩西启示他的名字这个事情以后，就是我要跟你们分享一个故事。
Now, you know Pastor Chris Chan, he visited the Montreal Church in May and June. Pastor Chris gave a message in the Montreal Church.
大家、认识、那位陈佩基牧师。就是今年的五月、六月的时候，他来蒙特利尔、教会 来探访我们，就在蒙特利尔教会讲道。
And he told us a true story about a woman in China.
他就告诉了我们一个真实的故事，是关于在中国内地的一位女人的一个真实的故事。
So Pastor Chris sometime last year visited the city where the woman was living.
就是去年、陈牧师就去中国内地去探访那位妇女所住的那个城市、我们不说那个城市的名字出来了。
That's right. I'll translate for her. We won't mention the name of the city. But I don't even know her name.
我也不知道那位妇女的名字。
I know that it's a very industrial city and it's very well poor and drab.
那个城市是一个工业城市、是一个、比较贫穷比较单调、沉闷的城市。
But you know, God's light can come into a place where it's very poor or drab.
但是神的光芒呢可以照耀到一个很贫穷很、沉闷 的地方。
And by that I mean that we have a church located in that city.
而我们、基督门徒会呢我们有一个教会呢、这一个分会就是在那个城市里。
Now, no one had been baptized in that church for quite a long time.
但是呢有很长的一段时间呢在那个教会里呢都没 有人呢受洗。
And then all of a sudden, 12 people applied for baptism.
但是呢忽然一下子呢有12个人申请哈、要求要接受洗礼了他们申请要接受洗礼。
Pastor Andrew visited the church to interview the 12 applicants and later on to baptize those who were ready for baptism.
所以呢 陈永雄牧师呢他就去那个地方，去那个城市，去见那些申请洗礼的人，同时也在就是评价一下，衡量一下他们是否适合接受洗礼。
And one of those baptized was a woman who had experienced something extraordinary.
那么其中的一个人呢，就是一位妇女，她有一个很呀，一个很特别、很深入的经历。
This woman had gone through extreme suffering in her life.
这位妇女呢，在她的生命中，她经历过一个非常极端的苦难。
So when she was born,Her mother could not take care of her, so she gave her away.
当她出生的时候，她的母亲因为没办法养她，所以就把她送给别人。
So the family who adopted this young girl was actually quite abusive to her.
但是呢，收养这个小女孩的那个家庭呢，却虐待她。
And then she was found.On the street sometimes eating things, even feces.
那么这个小女孩呢，有时候在街道上呢，他们就到处找东西吃，有时候甚至就吃那些街道上的粪便。
And her mother saw it or found out about it, either witnessed it, and then she felt it was so horrible that she took her daughter back.
那当她的亲生母亲知道了，就看到就是不行了，就把这个女儿就带回家。
But her own biological parents were just as abusive to her as the other family.
但是呢，她的亲生父母对她呢也是虐待她，正如那个收养的父母一般的虐待她。
And then later on, there was a rich man or richer man who.Offer to take care of this girl, and he took her in.
那么后来有一个比较富有的人，就说愿意就是照顾这个小女孩。
But he or his family were also abusive to her.
但是呢，他或者这位富有的人或者他的家庭也是同样的虐待这个小女孩。
And then she was given to a relative, and he too was abusive to her.
那么他们就把这个小女孩送给一位亲属，但是这位亲属也是虐待她。
Now that's really terrible, right?
这是实在太悲伤、太悲痛了。
You know, I once adopted a dog, which whom we call Sandy.
我们呢曾经收养过一头狗，它的名字叫 Sandy.
She belonged to a family that abused this dog.
那么这头狗呢，本来是属于另外一个家庭的，那个家庭就虐待这一头狗。
So the animal shelter took the dog away from that family.
所以呢，那个保护动物的机关呢，就把这头狗呢就收养起来。
And then another family adopted this dog.
那么另外一个家庭呢，收养了这一头狗。
And then they were abusive to that dog too.
但是呢，这个家庭呢也是虐待这条狗。
And the animal shelter took back the dog.
那么后来那个防止虐待动物的机关呢，又把那条狗呢就拿回来。
And then one day I walk into the animal shelter just to take a look at the dogs.
那么有一天我就走进去那个机关里面，就看到这一条狗。
And I saw this dog with some puppies.
那么我看到这条狗，它有一些小狗。
So I didn't have any food except cookies, so I gave cookies to the dogs. So they ate
the cookies. 但是我没有什么食物，只有一些小饼干，我就把那些饼干来给那条狗。
But I didn't know that later on I was going to adopt this dog.
但是我料不到后来了，我就会收养了这一条狗。
Now, I mean, I felt very sorry for a dog, but can you imagine a human being transferred from family to family, four families, and they were abusive to her?
我就是觉得就看到动物被虐待我就觉得很心疼，但是你们可以想一想，一个人被四个家庭这样的虐待，那么小小年纪就被四个家庭来虐待她。
And while she was still a teenager, she was raped by a man.
那么当她十几岁的时候，少年的时候，她就被一个男人强奸了她。
And then because of her special circumstances and because of what this man did, I guess she was eventually coerced into marrying him.
后来呢，这个强奸她的男人呢，就是因为这种情况下，那个男人也愿意跟她结婚。
I can't imagine that you would have to marry your rapist.
你们可以想一想哈，你要跟一个强奸你的人结婚是怎样的 一种情况？
And so she and her husband moved to a different city, and very soon she had a baby.
那么她跟她的丈夫就搬到另外一个城市，那么不久她就有了孩子。
And then one day, her husband started beating her severely.
那么有一天呢，她的丈夫就开始打她。
And he kept on doing this very frequently and then very severely.
那么她的丈夫就一直的，就是后来越来越多的狠狠的打她。
And there was no obvious reason for the abuse.
那么没有什么原因的，无缘无故的来狠狠的来打她。
And it turned out that this her husband.Had a mistress, and he wanted to drive his own wife away so that he could be with the other woman.
后来原来呢，是那个男人，他的丈夫呢，他有了一个情妇啊，有了一个二奶哈，他就想这样虐待他，就是把他赶走，那么他可以把他的二奶娶回来。
Now the strange thing is that her husband and the mistress claimed to be Christians.
而最奇怪的就是这个男人跟那个情妇啊，那个二奶呢，他们两个呢都。自称是基督徒。
So this woman whom we're talking about, she hated Christians.
就是因为这个原因呢，这位妇女哈，这个女人呢，她就很痛恨基督徒。
So one day, at the age of 17, she wanted to commit suicide.
那么有一天，就是当她17岁的时候呢，她就想自杀了。
I think she was in an open area.Where she wanted to was contemplating suicide.
那么就是在一个很空旷的地方，她就想自杀。
Now she looked up into the sky and said, "Is there a God? And what is His name?"
那么她就抬起头来，就望着天空说，究竟有没有神呢？而神是什么名字呢？
Because it's not just enough to ask if there is a God, but we want to know who that God is.
那因为不单单是知道有没有神，而且也要知道那个神是什么名字。
When in my university years, I wanted to know if God existed and who is he? Is he the God of the Buddhists or Islam or whatever? Who is he? Which God are we talking about?
因为我在我念大学的时候，我也想知道究竟有没有神，而那个神呢，究竟是佛教的神呢，还是回教的神呢？
So a voice said to her in Chinese, "I am God." So a voice spoke to her.
那么当她这位妇女她这样问的时候，她抬头望天这样问的时候呢，她就听到一个声音来回答她说，我是神。
And she said something like, "How do I know that you are God?"
那么这位女人她就说，我怎么知道你是神呢？
Now he said to her, in Chinese, "My name is Yahweh."
那么这个声音对她说，我的名字是 Yahweh.
Now she didn't really understand the significance of that name, Yahweh.
当时她不大明白哈 Yahweh 这个名字的重要性。
She was almost totally illiterate, having had only 1 year of elementary school education.
因为她可以差不多可以说是文盲，她只念了一年的书。
So she asked God to explain the name, His name to her.
那么她就请求神呢，给她解释她的名字是什么。
And then God gave her a phrase to remember, so that she can understand His name.
那么神呢就给了他一句来让他明白他的名字的意义。
So we can go to the next slide, please. Okay. So here is, these are the four words, the phrase that was given to this woman by God.
这四个字哈，就是神，当时神向那位女人说的，就是他的名字的意义。
问雅伟大。
问雅伟大。
That's all that God gave her.
神向他启示的就这样了。
Many years later, someone introduced her to our 福音电台 website.
经过很多年以后呢，有人就向她介绍，向她推荐我们的福音电台的网站。
And then when she was listening to a message, she heard the name Yahweh spoken and immediately recognized it as the name that God had given to her.
那么当他听那个信息的时候，他就听到亚伟这个名字，他就立刻记得，那就是神告诉他的那个名字亚伟。
And she started looking for our church, and that's how she found us.
所以他就开始去寻找我们的教会是在哪里，所以后来他就找到了我们的教会。
So to her, it's a confirmation that God wanted her to know the name Yahweh and that the name is real.
所以对他来说呢，他就确定了神是真的，神是要他认识他的名字亚伟。
And she's one of those who got baptized.
他就是当时呢，十二个当中要求洗礼 的人之一。
And now she wants to follow God with all her heart.
那现在呢，他就想又要全心全意的来跟随神。
She expressed the, the feeling that she cannot do very much because she's almost totally illiterate.
他就觉得呢自己所能够做的就是很少，因为他差不多是文盲。
She said that she can help out by doing housework or to do some cooking.
他就说他所能做的只是在这收拾家里的这个收拾家里或者煮饭等等。
But every day she prays that one day her son, her very young son, will come to serve God.
但是每一天他都祷告，他希望他的小儿子有一天呢能够来侍奉神。
Amazingly, it was around the time when she heard God's voice that Pastor Eric was trying to come up with a Chinese translation of the Hebrew Yahweh.
但是最奇妙的就是当他听到神告诉他他的名字是亚伟，就是大概那个时候呢，张西和牧师呢就也正在想呢，用怎样呢很贴切的，就来正确的来把亚伟这个希伯来文的名字啊，怎样把它翻译成中文。
Now, the Chinese Bibles had different ways of rendering the Hebrew Yahweh.
Yeah, 在中文圣经里面呢，就有不同的名字哈，用不同的方法、不同的名字来翻译亚伟这个名字。
Now the standard Bibles, the main Bibles, have basically the equivalent of Jehovah.
但是最标准的那个就是那个和合本，就把它翻译成耶和华。
But you know, Jehovah is actually not the correct way of rendering the Hebrew.
大家都要知道，耶和华并不是不能最正确、最贴切的来翻译这个希伯来文的。这个亚伟的名字。
The name Jehovah came a few hundred years ago based on a misunderstanding of the Hebrew vowels in the word Yahweh.
耶和华这个字呢，就是几百年前呢，那些学者他们误解了这几个希伯来字母的发音呢。
I won't go into all that, all these technical things.But and then there are some other ways of Chinese ways of rendering.The Hebrew Yahweh.
另外呢还有其他的一些不同的名字，他们用不同的中文名字来翻译亚伟这个名字。
So a few of us, a number of us were involved in the discussion with Pastor Eric about the proper way of rendering the Hebrew Yahweh into Chinese.
当时呢我们当中我们几个人哈，就是包括我们两个呢，就参与在讨论怎样就是很正确很贴切的把亚伟翻译成中文。
So eventually we were very happy with Yahweh.
那么最后结果呢，我们都觉得最适合的那就是亚伟这样来翻译希伯来的那个亚伟，就是最适合最贴切最正确了。
So we have the first part, the 问雅。
第一段问雅，大家记得叫做问闻，问闻尔雅，问雅就是问闻尔雅的意思。
Yeah, she can explain much better than I. And that's basically, I guess, graceful, refined. That's very a beautiful, positive meaning.
我就说多一点，因为当我听到那个陈佩基牧师他讲这个故事，他一说到问雅的时候，我说哇，这个真的是来自神的，这是比较高级的中文，因为一般的就是说文雅，但是偏偏像是问雅，因为问雅那就是与问闻尔雅拿出来的，说哇，这是高级的中文，这不是普通人的中文，所以就真的是神的显示了。
I'm impressed by the way you explained it. Okay, and then you got the 伟大.
然后跟你说伟大.
Okay, so we have right in the middle, Yahweh.
所以, 我们就翻译出就是, 亚伟, 就是把中间的两个字, 亚伟, 这样拿出来。
Now, what we have here is a beautiful name, Yahweh.
这是一个很美丽的名字, 哈, 亚伟, 是一个很美丽的名字。
It is rich in meaning, and it conforms to the Hebrew pronunciation.
这个名字的意义就是很, 深奥, 很丰富, 而且呢, 也很接近, 很贴切的, 能够翻译出那个希伯来的发音。
Okay, so the next slide, please. Okay, here we have the tombstone of Pastor Eric in Hong Kong.
那就是 江西和牧师他的墓碑上的, 就是写着这些, 在香港的, 他的墓碑。
亚伟上帝的仆人, 张西和, and then a servant of Yahweh God, Eric H.H. Chang. So I think it's the highest honor for Pastor Eric to have those words inscribed on his tombstone.
所以我觉得就是, 把这样的题字呢, 就是对张牧师来说是一个最大的一个荣耀。 亚伟上帝的仆人, 就是对他来说是一个最大的荣耀。
So I find very interesting that Pastor Eric chose a name which matches exactly the name which God revealed to this woman.
就是最奇妙的就是, 张牧师他选了亚伟这个名字, 正正就是神向那位女人呢, 选, 启示的, 也是这样, 同, 一模一样的, 字, 一模一样的发音。
Now, do you want to experience what the woman experienced, hearing God proclaiming his name?
那你是否也想有同样的经历呢? 然后听到神向你说话, 能够说出他的名字是什么?
It'd be very nice, right, to hear God revealing his name to you, right, directly.
那, 当然就是很好了哈, 如果神直接的跟你说话, 说, 哦, 我的名字是亚伟, 当然就是很好了。
But you will not get that experience. Never, never, never.
但是呢, 你不会有这种经历了, 永远,
because you already know the name, so you, God doesn't have to reveal his name to you.
因为呢, 你已经知道他的名字是亚伟了, 所以神呢, 就用不着再向你显示了。
But you can experience what the woman experienced in a different way, a different aspect.
但是呢, 你可以经历到那位, 那位姊妹了, 那位姊妹所经历的, 但是在不同的方式, 不合的场合下, 你会经历到有同样的经历。
You can experience God's personal concern for you and his deep love for you.
你可以经历到神呢, 就是对你的关怀, 对你的爱。
You can come to know Yahweh, the true and living God.
你可以认识, 认识那位活生生的真神, Yahweh。
But first, we have to know the name Yahweh. We want to follow Yahweh, and we want to be sensitive to his leading.
但是首先呢, 我们要, 要, 知道他的名字, 啊, 我们要跟随他, 而且呢, 我们要, 就是, 很, 很敏锐的, 能够, 就是, 垂听他的, 他的声音。
Now, there's so much more that I can, we can discuss about Yahweh, but we won't do it today.
当然还有很多其他的事情我们可以说到讨论关于亚伟的很多事情可以讨论, 但是今天呢, 我们没有时间了。So
we don't want to go into too many technical details.
所以我们不想进入太多那些技术性的问题。So
the Lord willing, next week, next Sunday, we'll be talking about Yahweh and Jesus Christ.
如果神是愿意的话, 那么下个星期我们就会继续说到亚伟。
Our understanding of Yahweh will be incomplete unless we bring in Jesus Christ.
因为我们对神亚伟的认识呢是没有办法完全的，除非我们能够就是了解主耶稣基督。
So my hope is that every one of you will be inspired to follow Yahweh and to know him as the living God.
我希望这里每一个人呢, 都能够呢, 就是, 都愿意能够, 认识他, 并且跟随他。
God showed his personal love to a woman who was basically almost totally illiterate, a nobody in society.
神呢 就把自己显示给这位妇女哈，就是一个很卑微的妇女，差不多是文盲的，在社会上完全没有地位，最卑贱的一位妇女，她像这样一位妇女显示出来。
And when God reveals His name, it is often accompanied by compassion.
Yeah. 而每一次当神就是显示他的名字的时候呢，这都是包括了那个更怜悯的心，带着怜悯的心来显示他自己的。
When Yahweh revealed Himself to Moses, He had compassion on the people of God who were enslaved in Egypt.
当神向摩西显示自己的时候，那是因为他对他的子民有怜悯的心，他怜悯他们在埃及被奴隶。
And if anyone's in any kind of bad situation or a very unhappy situation, I hope that you will understand God's compassion for you.
所以如果你们当中有哪一位是在那些极端困难的情况，一位很痛苦的情况，就是希望你们能够了解神对你们的怜悯，你们的爱。
Okay, so that's the end. So we can pray together.
Yeah, 那就我们今天就到这里结束，我们可以一起祷告。